It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 9:07 the time, and welcome to the program. Been looking forward to this for a while. The band is Tummy Ache, brand new project from Soren Bryce. You may remember her from having been here several years ago. We're going to cover that track and The Distance and The Trip Since. A brand new debut EP is called Hump Day, and we're going to hear the title track off of that in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Laguna Beach, I want you to sit back and welcome. Do me a favor. This is going to be a good show. Live from our Julie Lawton studios, performing Alive Again for the first time ever anywhere. This is Tummy Ache. Tummy Ache, That song is alive again. You heard it here for the first time ever anywhere. They have a show tonight at Alex's Bar in Long Beach. We caught them right at the sweet spot in between shows here in Southern California. They were at the Satellite last night. Tonight they're with Potty Mouth and Broken Baby at Alex's Bar. We'll talk about that in just a couple of seconds. But let's hear something else. Let's hear the title track off of the latest EP or the brand new EP. This is called Hump Day. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome Tummy Ache. Song went down smooth. That was called Hump Day, the title track off of the debut EP. We are in studio live with Tummy Ache. Something I'd like you to hear is called Machine. Let's get them in here to talk, and I want you to hear Machine.
Kick me out over.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. That song is called Machine. The band in studio is Tummy Ache and Soren Bryce. It's her project. She was in here a few years back with Tyler, and she's changed a little bit. She brought Taylor with her today. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
How you guys doing? Hold on, let me get you on. That was my fault. Oh, welcome, both of
I'll
you.
I'll say thank you right. again. You just wanted to hear thank you twice.
I did. I actually, you know, I don't get enough thanks in this place. I appreciate that. Thanks for making it here so early after having a late gig last night in Los Angeles at the Satellite.
You know, tour life.
Yeah, I know how that works. How did that go?
The show?
Yeah.
How did the show go? It was really fun. A lot of old friends came out because I used to live in LA.
Right.
And yeah, it was really great to play the Satellite again. I haven't played there in a few years, so.
Right.
And seems like everyone there really enjoyed it and had fun, and that's all I really care about.
So. Right. And all we really care about is getting you in here this morning in between gigs here in Southern California. Tonight, you're in Long Beach.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
We are as well, and we've got a bunch of listeners in Long Beach.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Alex's bar is where it is tonight, and you're with Potty Mouth and Broken Baby.
Yeah, and I believe another LA local called Chase Petra is opening for us.
Okay,
too,
so. All right, very cool. Now you're touring with Potty Mouth. Is that right?
We're touring with Broken Baby.
Okay, you're touring with Broken
but
Baby.
But we did this little. I guess it's kind of a mini tour because we're doing this stint of SoCal shows with Potty Mouth headlining every night.
Okay.
So they did last night. They're doing tonight in Long Beach, and then tomorrow in San Diego. We're with Potty Mouth again,
okay.
And then me and Broken Baby continue on without them. But they are very sweet.
We're moving down the road.
All yes.
Right. So the song we just heard, Machine, about understanding life without an intrinsic value attached to it. Is that what I understand?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I wrote that song a little bit about just feeling super existential at the time. I was dropped from a label, and it was really freeing to know I could try and do whatever I wanted to try and write.
Right.
But it was also very scary because I was like, whoa, so many people have been telling me for so long what to be and like what to do. Like I was a machine and now I can do whatever I want. It's like if a robot became sentient and they're like, wait, I could do anything. Wait, how do I use that freedom? I have no idea. So I just had a ton of existential like vibes going on.
Right.
But yeah, Machine was the first song I wrote for the Tummy Ache stuff. I didn't even have the name Tummy Ache yet. I just like, all of those songs came within like a 3-week period. And that was the first one I wrote after being dropped from the last label I was on.
So being dropped from a label, that was an epiphany for you. It opened up the brain.
It's yeah,
like, you
definitely.
Know, this is what I can do.
I definitely was comfortable. I was definitely settled in and kind of was just going through the motions and doing what they would tell me to do and
right.
whatever they emailed over or whatever. And then to realize that I had all this control now was very scary, but I think I've leaned into it a lot in the past couple of years. And I feel like it really suits me a lot better to be kind of in charge of everything.
Right. And if I may, just an innocent bystander, maybe making a suggestion here, as you move through your career and maybe bigger labels get attached to you, it's always about your control. It should always be about you controlling the talent.
Definitely.
Yeah, so, all right.
And I've been talking to a couple, but I mean, if the couple that I've been talking to had approached me like 5 years ago, I probably would have been like, yes, let's just figure it out. I want to be on Republic, like things like that. But now after my experience with the last label, I'm just really hesitant to jump into anything.
Right.
Especially after knowing what it's like to do everything yourself. And people still value you. And I don't know, even if I meet like 5 people at a show that come out and are like, we heard you on Spotify, like that's enough to me. I don't need like to be famous or whatever.
Right. Well, I don't want to blow smoke in your face or anything like that, but with the music and the writing behind them, it's the writing. As I listen to your songs, I'm like, gee, I need to read this, man. So as I'm listening to your songs, it's the writing. So eventually, yes, I think there's good days ahead for you. Let me just say that, man. I don't want to jinx anything. I think there's good days.
I appreciate that you listen to lyrics because that's definitely my main focus when I'm writing.
Right.
Is lyrics. And I think that's why so many people that have listened to my music over the years, even back when I was here with doing my solo stuff, is that's always been a really big focus for me is what I'm saying.
Right.
And so even though the music has changed a little bit and we're a bit more rock and aggressive now, I think that my messages coming through from my brain are like pretty similar, which is nice. So I'm glad you listen to lyrics because that's definitely a very important part of the process for me.
And without any pressure, I don't want to put any pressure on you or embarrass you or anything. I hear a lot of Radiohead in your
that's
creativity,
okay.
Man. I do. I hear just such creative.
I won't complain. I'm a very big Radiohead fan. I have Tom York tattooed on me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is, I hope I never meet him because that would just be very embarrassing to explain. That, right. That would be the only embarrassing thing. But you saying that we sound like them is cool.
Right on, right on. And you're getting a tattoo after this interview,
oh,
is
yes.
that right? You're going to. She's running across the street, by the way. We got the tattoo shop across the street with all the guys that always...
Just happened to know an old touring friend that right. works there now. Right. He stopped touring and now he just does tattoos.
All right. So. Can you tell us what you're getting? Do you know what
I'm
it is?
I'm finally getting a tattoo to commemorate me living in New York. I've been meaning to get it for a while. But
okay.
It'll be nice. I'll finally have my New York piece of my life on my body, right. which is cool.
And Hump Day, the EP, is kind of your need to explore your emotions while you were living in New York?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of those songs, the only song in between was written while I was living here, actually, like 5 years before.
Right.
But the rest of the songs on Hump Day were all written within like a 3 week period. And once I started, I had like about a month post being dropped that I just literally laid in bed every day and like did not know what to do. Quit my job, was just like, didn't know what to do with myself. And then I wrote Machine, and then it was like, that just opened up this whole world for right. me to explore. And I wrote all of the other songs like right after
right.
and demoed them and just got the ball rolling.
Right. But you know, tough times don't last, tough people do.
I like that.
Yeah, you can use that whenever you want. Okay.
Okay. I'll credit you though.
So originally, thank you very much.
10%.
I'll take it. So originally from Amarillo, Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now kind of out of Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
But tell me the Amarillo, Nashville, New York connection.
So it was actually Amarillo, LA.
Okay.
I moved to LA when I was 16. And then I moved to New York when I was 18. So I did kind of a big triangle, or I guess a trapezoid, because Nashville's kind of like, I don't know.
Right, yeah.
I don't know my geometry.
No, but, it's okay. You were close, you know, it was like a 30%er.
Yeah, I lived in both LA and New York for about 3 years, 4 years, and then moved to Nashville about a year ago.
Right.
And I really like it. I really like everyone I met there, right. including my band. And it's just a very sweet place. It's definitely softened me a lot. When I was living in New York, I was very like
jaded.
Typical. Yeah. Like, oh, trust no one. Like everyone's out to like either get something from you or like get you to give them some. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely softened me because everyone in Nashville is so genuinely sweet and kind and just wants to help artists. And I think that is really awesome. And it's really inspired me too. And I've tried to do that more in the past year, help other artists as well, instead of just focus on myself.
Okay, do me a favor. Tell me about the writing behind the first song, which I absolutely fell in love with. You
Aww,
came in here you were working on it before we went on air, and I thought, okay, this is going to be good. And then when I heard it, I'm like, yeah, that's a great
Aww.
Song. Tell me about the writing behind Alive Again.
Oh, man, I guess it's a similar feeling to the song Machine, but it's more visceral, I would say.
Okay.
And I wrote it. It's kind of weird because so much of my writing is so vague that way that everyone can assign their own meaning to it. And I don't want to just outright say like,
right.
this is why I'm sad. But I was really proud of that song. I was proud of the lyrics behind it. And
as you should be.
Yeah, it's just very visceral, kind of just, it's vague, but it's very like jarring the way that I'm kind of just, I don't know. I'm just describing life
right.
in general.
Yeah.
And like,
and it hits for a lot of people. I mean,
brain fog and having brain fog and trying to not have brain fog anymore, I guess, is the best way to explain.
I really should
like look at the lyrics before I do it. Because I'm just sitting here like, what are the lyrics? I can't remember.
Well, you're explaining it right, and you're putting your finger on the target for a lot of us here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it hits, even though it's a very specific emotion that you're probably penning to paper, once you start singing, it's like, wow, this connects with just about everybody
Aww,
here.
Thank you.
As I found with Hump Day, now, Hump Day is kind of, is that a reflection of the human condition through absurdism?
Is that what I would say so.
Okay.
I wrote it, we stayed with the person, I wrote it about visiting my friend upstate in New York,
mm-hmm.
but she lives back here now. She just went to college in New York,
right.
but we stayed with her last night. So that was really kind of inspiring to be like, oh, it's so good to see you. And like, I'm about to go talk about Hump Day, and this will be like a very good, like sort of emotional nostalgia moment for me.
Right.
But yeah, I wrote Hump Day just about like a trip I took to upstate, and it was just really needed. And it was really nice to get out of the city and kind of remember like there's a world outside of just being super busy all the time.
Right.
So Hump Day is kind of just like a take a break, just relax.
Right.
If you're not in the right spot or where you feel like you should be, it's okay. Cause if you just go at your own pace, you'll eventually get there. Or maybe this is just where you're supposed to be right now anyway.
Right.
And the right place is really where you are all the time.
Yeah.
in general, in the present.
Yes. Yes. Oh, she has great vision. You have great vision.
Thank you.
Where's your most comfortable place to write?
Ooh, it's changed a lot. Okay. And it also my process has changed a lot over the years. Cause I used to be just like pen to paper, diary, poetry type of writing. And then I would put music to it. But lately in the last like few years, I've just written music first and been kind of inspired by the feeling of the chords and everything and then writing to that. But I'll start something and I'll write one verse and then I'll put it down for like months and then pick it up. I'm not like very prolific. I write maybe like 10 good songs a year,
right,
which is enough for an album, I guess.
That's plenty.
Yeah. But I'm not like one of those people that can just like write and write and write and write.
Right.
I'll write like half songs and then try and like finish them later on when I feel like it's right. I never want to force anything.
Right.
So the environment definitely changes because I do travel a lot for touring and stuff. I do try to write at home most of the time, but I have written a few songs on the road over the past year anyway, because I was on the road for like 10 months out of the year. So it's good to reflect and try and find the space to do that while you're traveling, especially because coming up, we're about to do like another record. Right. And luckily, I have all the songs for this one, but I can see how it could be difficult for people to like go on tour for a year and a half or whatever for the album cycle, right, and then have to immediately like go back into the studio and write another record and not have any ideas or anything. Right. So
Now, when you do a video, you just had a video just dropped. Is that what you're telling me? Okay, so
this week
we just got a brand new video for
Machine. For the Machine. One you just played, yeah.
Now, did you have total control over the making of the video, or was there some director going? That, no, I'm just
in here. In the sense that they're my friends.
Right.
We made it for $0.
Okay.
Or I guess, you know, whatever, $30 for gas or props or whatever. But yeah, my two friends, William and Will, the dream team.
Hey, William and Will.
Yeah, double W. I reached out to William because, or actually no, he saw me at a show and he reached out to me, and Nashville being small, like we had a lot of mutual friends, and he reached out to me and he was like, I'm just trying to build my reel. I just left college. I only have like projects from school on my reel. So I really want to just make like a video for someone who is cool and I like their music.
Right.
And so I'm not a very visual person. And so all I brought him as an idea was, it'd be cool if we had a fisheye. That's literally the only thing I said. Oh, and then I said, it would be really cool if my friends could be in it, because the message behind Machine so much is my friends really helping me a lot in the past couple of years. So I was really happy I got to have all my pals in it. But as far as that was like all I had as the ideas, and he just like ran with that and made it into something so cool. And it's probably my favorite video that we have out of the three. Not to say that the ones I did with James in Connecticut, who's also just my friend who was willing to make the videos, are amazing as well. But this one's a little bit more silly and goofy, and you get to see all my friends and you get to see that we're like fun.
And when you do see it, you can go, wow, they made this for $30. Are you kidding me? That's a pretty good video.
I mean, William might send me an invoice later being like, hey, you owe me for puff paint or something like that. But as far as I know, it wasn't much.
So when you leave town after the Long Beach show, where are you headed?
So we play San Diego, day after tomorrow.
Okay.
Or wait, no, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Gosh.
So yeah, you're in Long Beach tonight, San Diego tomorrow night.
And then Sacramento, San Francisco, Fresno.
All right.
So we're in our stretch of 7 day shows in a row.
All right. And does that, again, and I mentioned to you earlier off air, the most important things about touring are diet and sleep.
Yes.
All right. So you seem to have the diet thing going down pretty well. You're eating healthy. How's the sleep thing happening?
It could be worse.
Okay.
This was a bit rough, but I knew that this would probably be the only day on tour that we would have to wake up really, really early and drive.
Right.
So I figured it would be okay to like have one day where we didn't sleep as much, and we'll probably go nap after this.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Go kick back on the beach. You can nap on the beach.
I know,
actually.
But when I also tour manage for another band, and those tours are like, I don't sleep more than 3-4 hours a day because I'm just so busy the whole time.
Right.
So this has definitely been way more chill compared to that. And we've been able to stay with a lot of friends, which has been really helpful.
All right. Friends are cool. It's good to have friends in different cities.
Awesome.
It really is. That saves a lot on hotel bills for sure.
Definitely.
The band is Tummy Ache. It's Soren Bryce's latest project. The latest EP, the debut EP, is called Hump Day. We heard a couple of great songs here. If you missed any portion of this, we're going to podcast it. It'll be up on the KX93.5 website. You pop down the Mornings with Ed podcast tab. Bang! There it is later on today. I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been having you here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to listen to how well you can speak. It's impressive.
How do our listeners find you?
We're on everything, Instagram, Spotify. On Instagram, I believe that the handle is Tummy Ache Music.
Okay.
But on Spotify and everything else, just Tummy Ache. And the EP is called Hump Day, if it's a bit hard to find us, just because Tummy Ache is a funny name. But yeah, that's across everything.
I love the name Tummy Ache. The name Tummy Ache. Now, is it from an anxiety thing? Is that where you got
it? Yeah, definitely. Like, at least last couple of years. And this was kind of why we decided, me and my manager, who I've been working with forever, decided to name it Tummy Ache, because so many of the songs that came out of that like period of time was just purely driven out of being so anxious. And when I get really bad physical anxiety, I get really bad stomach aches, really bad migraines, really bad shakiness, feel like
I used to get tummy aches as a little boy in school, like first in kindergarten and first grade. I'd miss my mom. I'd get those tummy aches. Aww. It's that nervous belly
exactly
thing.
It's exactly that. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
So I like the name because it is talking about something a bit serious. I don't want to say serious, but you know, it's not funny. But we're still a little bit light and like lighthearted and fun, and we like to enjoy each other and enjoy life. So I wanted it to be kind of like toe the line a little bit.
Right. So this is Soren Bryce. Tummy Ache is the band tonight at Alex's Bar in Long Beach with Potty Mouth and Broken Baby. And I forget the name of the other band that might be there.
Chase Petra.
All right. So our Long Beach listeners, make sure you catch them. Thank you so much for being here. Soren, Taylor, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.